Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.
Thank you again to Dan Messick from CICK in Smithers for that informative piece about how the north of BC is preparing for another hot and dry fire season. We're going to take a bit of a music break halfway through this episode of Speak Up with a band by the name of Whack, a local band. This is off of their album, No One's Watching, and it is titled One More Tizime.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Power plants, refineries, factories, and diesel trucks create air pollution that warms the climate and harms people's health. And Latino people are often particularly vulnerable. Neighborhoods with large Latino populations are more likely than predominantly white communities to be located near sources of pollution. And Hilda Braganza of the Hispanic Access Foundation says many Latinos also work outside.
We are in the construction industry, we're in the landscaping industry.
So it's harder to avoid breathing industrial pollution or wildfire smoke, which is similarly dangerous. To help people learn about pollution where they live, the Hispanic Access Foundation gave air quality sensors to churches in 12 communities. So far, the group has analyzed a year's worth of data. It shows, for example, that in Weslaco, Texas, Caldwell, Idaho, and San Bernardino, California, concentrations of particulate pollution exceeded EPA standards. Braganza says the information gets people talking.
Things like, I didn't know how bad the air was in my area. What can we do to protect our families? What can we do to advocate for better air?
So she says the data is helping educate and engage Latino communities and inspiring people to take action. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And we are back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're about 38 minutes into the hour, so in about 22 minutes you're going to be listening to Democracy Now! But before then, we still have some interviews and talk for you this hour. Coming up next, we have a piece that I produced last week. And it has to do with an antique and audio store in East Vancouver by the name of Space Lab. They're currently introducing hi-fi audio workshops completely free of charge, aimed towards helping women get involved with audio equipment and just the world of audio in general. This was spurred through an observation of the owner of Space Lab, Clint Morose, and you'll hear more about it in just a moment. Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Space Lab in East Vancouver is an antique store that specializes in one-of-a-kind antiques for the home. Everything from typewriters, artwork, books, furniture, and most noticeably, when you walk into the space, audio equipment. Owner of Space Lab, Clint Morose, knows a lot about audio, and it became clear from our conversation that he wants to share that knowledge.
Audio and design has been a passion of mine since I was a kid, but in any meaningful way, I was taking a set of speakers home I found on the side of the curb with my skateboard when I was living in Calgary. There's a guy putting them out on the curb, and he's like, "These are amazing." I said, "I've never had these speakers like that before." He's like, "Well, you should take them." And I came back to pick up a second one because they're so freaking huge. He had an amplifier and a turntable sitting there. He said, "Just take those two." So that sort of got me into the difference in quality between, you know, Ghetto Blaster and just your basic, you know, junky 1990s, 1980s home audio stuff.
Morose has recently started a series of educational workshops at Space Lab, Audio 101. These sessions delve into the world of high-fidelity music and audio equipment, aiming to lower barriers to entry and make expert knowledge more accessible for newcomers to the scene. The motivation for these workshops came from an encounter Morose had with a customer at Space Lab.
It came about because there's a couple things that have happened. I had a lady about a year and a half ago came in her 50s. You know, we're talking an adult woman with a really high-paying job who's quite successful, and she went to one of the hi-fi places in town here, and she said she went to her car and she basically cried. So they treated her so poorly, and they basically tapped her on the head and said, "Hey, you know, send your husband in, we'll take care of him." And she's like, "I'm an adult, like this is pathetic." And she doesn't know that they treat everybody like that. A lot of these places, they're very gatekeepy. And then I've had people coming in with I felt really bad about that. So she came in, we had a good time, I told her about stereos, we had a whole process. And you know, I've had other people come in and say, "Hey, I'd like to learn, can you tell me?" And I figure a bit more of a formal sort of, not formal, a very casual introduction is a great sort of launch pad. But other things, like I was saying earlier, people coming in with a turntable saying it's broken because it doesn't make any sound, not knowing you needed speakers and an amplifier. So there's a lot more foundational information that a lot of people are missing, because I think they skipped a generation, possibly. You know, maybe if we look at the way a 20-year-old is interacting with cassettes and, you know, vinyl, there's a whole gap, you know, the entire generation lacking of this whole system, this whole setup.
During our conversation, Clint Moroz also spoke about hi-fi audio and equipment as a hobby, one that he hopes to share through these workshops.
The first value is, like, you know, potentially I can generate and expand my client base, but it's more about the hobby and people's interest in the hobby, because, you know, like, there's listening bars are coming back online now. You're going to places, they're playing vinyl a lot. So people's interest in it is there, but the gap, and where you can't go to any normal hi-fi place and get somebody to walk you through all the steps and all the things. Because most things, especially if you go, like, you know, you have London Drugs that sells basic, or Best Buy that sells basic things. You hear them in a big giant, you know, cathedral, and you don't get any sense of what it is. They're in a box, you buy it, you take it home. It's a lovely hobby, and there's a lot of stuff out there that people can access, like through relatives, family, friends, you know, stuff in basements, stuff in garages. It's just a great hobby, and everybody should be a part of it, because it's way more enjoyable this than not. You know, hook up your TV, hook up a streamer, connect your phone, connect your laptop. It looks cool. It's great decor. It sounds nice. It's got a lot of sincerity to it, and a lot of things have history. So for me, yeah, of course, I was trying to, I'd like to stay open, like to be a viable business. So expanding my demographic is obvious, but I think having people who have an interest but don't have good access, it's just nice to be able to expand the hobby. I think everybody should, you know, music is great. It's one of the greatest connectors we have. It's, you know, it transcends race, gender, culture. You know, you fire up, like, a streaming service and you get music from Africa you've never heard in your entire life. You can get, you know, Balinese music. It's astounding, a thing you can have access to now.
He also emphasized how these workshops are low barrier and entirely free of cost for those who attend.
Most anything, there's no bridges. There's no, the barrier, you generally have to come preloaded with a certain amount of knowledge and knowing what you're looking for. So I guess to simplify it, my goal in these things is give people, initially it's going to be for women, or people identify as women, and because they're traditionally really, really gatekept in this. And over time, because I have many men who say, please, like, I need to do this too. And, you know, couples, whatever. We have reel-to-reels, we have, you know, cassette players. We can do introductions to all these things. It just go on forever. But I think the biggest thing is to give people a bit of a basic grasp. So if you're going to find something on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or, you know, online, at least you have an understanding of what it is you're looking for. I've had people come in, they buy a thing, and it's partially broken. The guy convinces them it's easy to fix. And then they're, you know, they've just been screwed, right? Because they don't have enough knowledge to know they're being screwed. So if you empower people a bit, they can take that, and they have a bit of a foundation to even ask questions. You don't have to know anything, you don't even know how to ask a question about it. So if you know what you're looking for, or have a basic foundational knowledge, it's okay. How to hook it up, how to understand how they interact, the difference in speakers, the difference in components, just basic things. It's like buying a car. You know, you don't need a race car, but if you don't know anything about cars, they look cool.
When we arrived at Space Lab, we were also introduced to Narissa Goko, a local designer and abstract painter who is currently working on a project with Moroz to redesign some of the store's audio equipment that looks less than appealing. Her first introduction to Space Lab was when she went looking for audio equipment for herself.
Okay, so what brought me to the space? So I often go to underground dance parties in the city. So I love music. I love sound. My husband does, you know, on the side, he makes beats. So, you know, where I'm really just love sound. And so my husband and I decided to turn our living room into a listening room. So instead of just hearing music as, you know, background noise or ambient sound, I wanted it to be like, I wanted something physical, something to look at and appreciate, right? Like art. And I think that when you have something to look at, you kind of experience the space differently. So instead of just like cooking and having our space is also an open layout. So we've got the living room and kitchen all in one space. So instead of just cooking and having the music in the background, I want it to be more intentional. You know, like sit down and actually really listen to the music, to the sound. And I wanted good sound. And so Space Lab is the best place to go to. And it was my first time, you know, never been here before. Heard about Clint, heard about Space Lab, but never been here before. So I came and, you know, like what Clint said, because I did mention to him how nervous I was in the beginning, because I'm like, you know what, I was telling Clint the other day, I'm not a music nerd, but I appreciate good sound. And, you know, when I came here, I told myself, okay, I can talk about the lifestyle that I want, but I can't really get too deep into the sound, but I appreciate good sound, you know? And so Clint, when I came here, I told him, this is what I want. But instead of putting me in a box and just telling me, okay, that works for you, he really opened up my mind to the possibilities of what I could do, you know, what I could make. And then that overwhelmed me, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't come here for that. Like I just wanted like something already like in front of me and then I take it home. But he opened up my mind and I was like, wow, like he was showing me all the different horns and speakers and cabinets and what you could do, right? But again, I got very overwhelmed. In the end, I ended up getting a really nice vintage hi-fi speakers for our living room. So that's been amazing. So I've had, you know, I've had listening parties at home where we sit down and listen to records and stuff. So from that experience, I realized for people like me, you who are not music nerds, but appreciate sound, how can we bring people in and see the potential of what a beautiful speaker could look like in their home, you know, because what Clint said, you know, a lot of speakers are kind of ugly, right? And so, and I'm a painter, I do abstract painting. So I thought, what if we see, you know, speakers differently? What if we see them as art? You know, we've got art on the wall or art as rug, but what if we see speakers as a sculpture, an art sculpture? So Clint and I were talking and we were thinking that maybe, you know, I can translate my or extend what I do with my paintings and create pieces like, you know, existing speakers and paint on them and turn them into art.
While Narissa Goko's project at Space Lab is still underway, the audio workshops are currently being held. The next workshop is on May 3rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the one after on May 10th. You can sign up for these workshops at spacelab.ticket.ca. That's spacelab.ticket.ca. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
This is Bird Note. Milkweed plants are important to monarch butterflies. Adult monarchs lay their eggs on milkweeds, and their caterpillars feed on the leaves. Milkweed contains a toxin that helps protect the caterpillars from predators. But monarchs aren't the only ones who benefit from milkweed. Scientists in Ohio once tried to document every insect species they found eating some part of the common milkweed plant. They identified hundreds of species, including 132 kinds of beetles alone. And many bees, butterflies, and other pollinator insects visit the milkweed's flowers. Milkweed is almost like a tiny ecosystem of its own, drawing in creatures of all shapes and sizes. When it's part of a diverse community of plants, it helps many species find food and shelter, including birds. The fluffy fibers in a milkweed seed pod are the perfect lining for a songbird's nest. Not to mention, some hummingbirds drink nectar from milkweed flowers. Planting milkweed helps the declining monarch butterfly and a whole host of other species, including birds. Learn how to find seeds for milkweed and other native plants on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Protected all through the rubble, you step to me, start seeing double my team around me, ancestral bubble. I come in peace, a shield encircles the sound of drums, a phoenix flying to the sun. Under its wings, I'm hidden from spirits, swept by rage, get out of my way. Spirits misaligned, find another timeline. Planets retrograde, the motion of space, collective quake, giants awake. Trust in my way, navigate me safe.
For one last time, we are back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been your host for the hour, Danny Nesvedarani. And in about 4 minutes, you're going to be listening to Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, a long-running show here on this station and various other stations around North America. And before we get into any of that, though, I do want to reiterate that this week is Listener Appreciation Week here at CJSF. It's a week where all of our programmers band together to express just how thankful we are for all of you listeners. I started here at CJSF back in 2018 as a programming volunteer. I had a little show where I played hip-hop music and electronic music and jazz and R&B. It was kind of just whatever I wanted to play, but it was called Next Up, and I ran that show for quite a few years until I became the community journalist here at CJSF, and now I host Speak Up on Tuesdays and Analog Archives Thursdays, 6 p.m. And throughout all of it, I have always just been so eternally grateful for every interaction, every person who's ever reached out to me and told me they listened to an episode or a show. It fills my heart with so much gratitude and joy, and it is really something that I don't think I could ever grow tired or get bored of, is hearing from all of you. One way that we're trying to incorporate that more so is through getting you to directly interact with us. We have a in-station phone number, which is 778-782-2573. That is 778-782-2573. And you don't only have to call that number if you want. You can also text, and we have a program that will show that text on our computer screen, and then we can respond to it. So if you have anything to say about this hour of Speak Up, or just anything to say in general, please do. Once again, that's 778-782-2573. Thank you in advance for all of the amazing texts that I know you're going to send. And also thank you in advance for tuning in for the rest of the amazing programming we have here today on CJSF. We have Democracy Now! In a couple of minutes, but after Democracy Now! We have Raccoon City, a classic show, sound and music, fun for the ears with Katie Wilkie. And after that, we have Typically Tuesdays with Leslie. It was recently her 8-year programming anniversary, so a big episode. We have a couple open mics after, but then back at 4 p.m., we have another sort of talk news portion of the day with Free City Radio, then Rabble Radio, and then the Harbinger Showcase. That's going to get us into the evening. With 6 p.m., we have Slumber Party with Stella and Corey. Sorry, I mean DJ Star and DJ Coco. And after that, Bitcoover at 8 p.m. That's right. 2 hours of chiptune and electronic and just any sort of interesting thing that the host of the hour, Connor, who is also our music director, can find. So we're not lacking for amazing programming, and we're so thankful that you're along here for the ride. Anyways, this has been Danny Nesvedarani. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m.
Hello, loyal listeners. I'm Connor, host of Bitcoover FM, Tuesday, 8 to 10.